News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, President Donald Trump has said he had a very good call with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, stating that the Ukraine truce bid is on track. John Everett, former UK ambassador to North Korea and Belarus. Is Donald Trump right, or is he over-egging the pudding?
The simple answer is we don't know, because we simply don't know enough about what is being said between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, and for that matter, between Donald Trump and Zelensky. All we know so far is that Vladimir Putin has not agreed, first off, to the terms of the ceasefire. He's stalling, or perhaps he's simply dithering, but trying to put conditions on a ceasefire that everybody wants to see.
The suggestion from the White House that the US could take control of Ukrainian power plants to ensure their security. Am I being overly cynical in saying that looks like a classic shakedown by Donald Trump?
You can read it that way. But on the other hand, if what Donald Trump means is that you put American management into these power plants, so you've got Americans actually in the power plants, then that might actually dissuade Vladimir Putin from bombing them. So it could be a reasonable security measure. I'm sure that the details will be thrashed out in many conversations between the Americans and the Ukrainians.
John, you're a long-time diplomat. It's probably an impossible question to ask, but where do you see this going ultimately? Do you see a ceasefire emerging from this? Do you feel Ukraine will be kind of press ganged into agreeing a deal that is not in their interest? Where do you ultimately see this going?
I'm not trying to answer the question, but I simply don't know. And frankly, I don't think anybody knows, probably including Donald Trump. So much depends on Donald Trump's next move. If he actually starts to bare his teeth and put pressure on Putin to agree to a ceasefire, then we might actually be on track, to use his phrase, to end this war. The big risk, though, is that he simply loses his nerve and starts to beat up on the Ukrainians again to try to get them to make more concessions. And I think that would put us in a very dangerous and really very nasty situation.
It certainly would. John Everett, a former UK ambassador to North Korea and Belarus, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.